It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now the host of our program, City Desk, is Public Affairs Manager for the city, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good afternoon, William Sackett. We're recording this program on Friday, March 20th, 3/13. We have a lot of fluid developments here in Biloxi, all related to working to try to diminish the chance of the spread of the coronavirus. And one of the biggest things that people need to know is there are a number of personal hygiene things that you're being asked to do on a regular basis. Number one is to make sure to wash your hands frequently for 20 seconds. Make sure that you're using hot water. Make sure that if you don't need to go anywhere, don't go. That's the safest thing. The number one thing the Centers for Disease Control says to prevent this is to avoid exposure to the virus. The only way you can be guaranteed of doing that is to just lock down, you know. Now, Mayor Gilich is not proposing that we're going to close this city, but what Mayor Gilich is doing is he's looking at the information, the most accurate information that he has on the latest on where everything is, and making his decision. His decision has been that we are closing to walk-in traffic city facilities. Now, if you've got some business that you need to do with the city, regardless of what department it is, you can do that over the phone or you can do it by email. Just about all the forms that you need are on the city's website. If you have an emergency with the Biloxi Police Department or Fire Department, you pick up that phone and you dial 911 just like you always do. And they are going to be there. You're going to see the police department, the fire department, and American Medical Response, AMR. They have protocols put in place. The police department, if possible, whenever they're responding to a call, say at a home, they're hoping that the homeowner will come outside to talk to them. They may not be practical in some situations, but that is one of the measures that they're taking. They would like, when they're responding to calls, for the homeowner to step outside if they can. The other thing is if you've had, a lawnmower or something stolen from you and your insurance company needs a police report, we're going to have officers do those kinds of things over the phone. Anything that can be done over the phone or electronically, those are the things that we are trying to do. All city facilities, as I said, are essentially the doors are closed, but people are working to do the work, quite frankly, of government. Whenever you get to the city council meetings on Tuesday, essentially there's not going to be an audience in the city council meetings. The city council meetings are going to be limited to only the people that need to be there. We're going to be streaming those meetings for quite a while. We've been putting them online, and they were online like within 1 hour of the end of the meeting. Well, now what we're doing is we're going to stream them, and they're going to be online, and then you can see them every day on BTV, the replays. What questions do you have? There are so many things that I probably haven't covered, William.
Well, you know, when you look around the city, the people are saying, well, where should I go, and how can I do this, and what about going over here and going over there? And I'm not trying to be glib, nor comical, nor whimsical, but the simplicity, this is such a big problem, the simplicity of the answer is only when you have to go out of your home do you or should you use your telephone, use your internet. All of the services as far as our city is concerned are in play. Right. They're there for you. They will respond. The only difference is you're going to do it more electronically or through the paper or through telecommunication. And I'm not trying to be repetitive in any fashion, but just to let you know, it's really business as usual, just a little step back and to keep some distance between us so that we don't share our common enemy, which is this virus.
Exactly. And one thing that people can take some comfort in knowing is this, that we are a community that has been through so many different...
Oh, yeah.
Every one of them, by the way, has been an unprecedented event. Every
yes.
single, going back to BP, going back to Katrina, going back to Camille, mm-hmm. going back to everything. However, that has prepared us. We know how we need to react to things and how we need to be in front of them. And by in front of them, I mean, you know how to prepare for a storm. You know that you need your little storm kit. You know that you need some supplies. We know that, and those are the things you should know as well. So we're asking you to take some personal responsibility. Do the things that you are being asked to do. And then there's going to be another side to this. We're going to come out on the backside, but we don't know when that's going to be. But meanwhile, we have to be vigilant. We have to be prudent. If you have a family, four or five people there, make sure that you sit down and talk to that family, because one of them could be the weakest link. And if they go out and they go out and go into a group setting or whatever, then that's going to mean they're going to be bringing that back into the home. So make sure to do all the things that we're asking you to do. Make sure to, you know, some of it's just basic personal hygiene. Cover your mouth when you cough. Do these kinds of, don't put your hands in your mouth. Don't shake hands. These are all things that we were brought up to do.
Nuances,
for a
yeah.
community like us, as the mayor likes to say, it's in our DNA that we invite people here. We want them to have a great time. We want to be hospitable. Mm-hmm. This is a time when we have to be prudent. This is a time whenever we just have to, as you said, stop, pause, and you know, think before you do anything.
A sidebar issue, unrelated to mm-hmm. us as a city, but in daily life, that I've come up bumped into and shared and shed and discussed. And this is probably on everybody's mind, but when you go out to the store and you see an empty shelf, please don't panic. And at the current time, yes, we all know we like supplies. There's butter, there's eggs, and the new and ever-ending fascination with toilet paper and paper towels that seem to be the topic of conversation. If you walk into a store, and I say this in earnest, I mean, you're thinking, oh my God, I've got to do this. We're in hurricane, now we stock up. We all do this together, we know that. But do what I always do, is I'll walk in there and they may not have something that I want. You know, it's not a panic, it's not the end of the world. Industry, factories, farms are not being blown up. Truck drivers and railroad trains are not being derailed or blown up and off. They're going to be there in the next day or so. So do what I do if you're missing something. I walk up to one of the uniform attendants of whatever store you go to or frequent, whether it's small or large, and I say something very simple. When will your truck be in? Oh, sir, yes, it'll be in tomorrow. Or it will be in on Wednesday, or come and see us Thursday because it's coming in Wednesday night, kind of a situation. So if I know this sounds trivial, but I have actually seen people in a complete panic, a meltdown because of the lack of. So really, ladies and gentlemen, think about it. I'm not making light of your concern. I am not making light of how you feel about, well, I don't have any eggs, or I forgot the milk, or whatever. It's coming. It's there. This is not something where, like I said, we're not being attacked. It's not being blown up. Have the patience. Have some logic. Have some fortitude. Have some vision and some common sense, in as much as that those particular groceries and items that you need will be there. Just going to be a few days late because a lot of us scooped them up, and then they're being replanted. Those truckers are still rocking and rolling, and railroad is going as strong as it is, and manufacturing is at full peak.
It's exactly right. Everybody's going to come through this. Just be patient, do the right things, and, you know, be prepared. Have a plan, have contingencies, and that's about it. I can't think of anything else other than, as Cecilia Dobbs-Walton, who is upstairs looking at our newsletter right now, Mayor Gilich is meeting with the police chief right now, just so everybody knows where everybody is. They're all on the job. But just stay tuned to your local media. Stay tuned to the city's website, biloxi.ms.us. And while you're there on that website, click over there right now on the bottom of the page where it says turn your email into B-mail. When we're issuing advisories from the city of Biloxi, they're coming through B-mail. We also encourage you to text on your cell phone. Text the word Biloxi, B-I-L-O-X-I, to 888-777. But to recap, essentially all city facilities are closed to walk-in traffic. In routine business, for the most part, call up and talk to somebody on the phone. If you need to, send an email or go to the city's website. Public safety is always going to be paramount. Our men and women in the Biloxi Police and Fire Departments, they're out there doing their jobs, and we'll get through this.
And on a lighter note, yes, Vincent, yes. I think I always have a great big smile as I'm going by and looking at that new low price for gas.
Isn't that great? Isn't that great? So we don't know how long this is going to take, but just be patient and just go with it and just do the best you can, okay?
You're listening to City Desk. News and views from City Hall, Biloxi, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking, and remember, wash your hands.